Tanisha Sullivan and Chris Dempsey are here with us in Studio 2. They ran for Secretary of State and Auditor and turned two races that might have been sleepy into real barn burners. They both lost their primary bids, and we invited them to come reflect with us now about what they've learned. Tanisha Sullivan, president of the Boston branch of the NAACP, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Chris Dempsey, transportation activist and former head of No Boston Olympics. Welcome back to you, too.
Great to be back.
So how are you both? Tanisha, how are you?
I'm great. The past couple of weeks have been, I would say, nothing short of encouraging. Just really having the time to reflect on, I mean, for me, it was 8 months. I know for Chris, it was a lot longer than that. But, reflecting on the last 8 months and really, I think, taking the time to think about what I learned on the trail from the people of Massachusetts. You know, this deep belief in the American democracy, the understanding that we have collectively that it is under attack, and a desire to do something about it, and really wanting to affirm that here in Massachusetts, we are, I believe, ready to do our part locally and nationally to make sure that our democracy survives this very tumultuous time.
Chris, how about you? How are you? And do the stakes feel as high to you even now as Tanisha's laying out?
Yeah, well, let's be clear. Losing is no fun. And you're running about 100 miles an hour, and it feels like you're running into a brick wall on election day. And it's not fun to wake up the next day and to not have succeeded. But I am filled with immense gratitude for the opportunity, the privilege that I had to run statewide, and for the people that rallied around our cause. I mean, I'm going to start with my wife, Anna, who was incredible over our 15-month journey. We were engaged and married in that 15 months, so we had a life journey ourselves
that
in that
commitment.
Time. The best endorsement anyone could ask for. My family and extended family, and 2,400 people who wrote individual contributions to the campaign over the course of those 15 months, by far the most in the race. Many people that I've known for years, and many people that I had never met before, but decided to make a contribution because they were encouraged by the vision that we were putting forward, not just for the auditor's office, but for what the future of the Commonwealth mm-hmm. could be. So I am forever changed by that, Tishiana. I will never be the same person having gone through that experience. I know that I'm a better person because of it, and I'm filled with gratitude to all the people who made that experience possible.
Did it change you too, Tanisha?
Oh, absolutely. You cannot go through the experience of running a statewide campaign. Well, let me say this. It's very difficult to go through the experience of running a statewide campaign and not be transformed in the process. I mean, if you're doing it right.
Yep.
Because what that means is you spend every day in community with your neighbors, deeply listening, right? And really trying to understand, listening to understand what their hopes are, what their fears are, what their belief is. And, for me, it's hard not to internalize that. And to be, I've spent the vast majority of my career, like, in spaces, in the life sciences space, really looking at really tough, complex problems and trying to figure out how to solve them. It's really hard to be deeply engaged in campaigning at the statewide level, in community with people, hearing, being a part of these conversations and not want to work to solve some of the problems and the challenges that people are lifting. So, it's a transformative experience. To Chris's point, I mean, I definitely see it as a privilege to be able to do this. I'm very grateful that I, that I had the support to be able to do it. I think one of the things someone said to me early on, before I even, announced publicly, and I will never forget it, they said, you're not prepared to win until you're ready to lose, right? And right, because what that means is, like, if you're prepared to win and to lose, then you put your all out there. You give it your all. And so I know that we gave it our all. I really, and I'm really proud of that. and look forward to, you know, continuing to do this work.
We're talking with Tanisha Sullivan, who was a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, and Chris Dempsey, a Democratic candidate for auditor before the primaries. Chris, you nodded pretty vigorously several times there with Tanisha, but especially the idea that you're not really ready to win until you're ready to lose. So let me just let you pick up on that thread. Take it where you want to go.
Well, sometimes in these conversations after the campaign, people will ask, you know, do you have any regrets or do you regret running? And the answer is an unequivocal no. I would regret having not run. Mm-hmm. I'm, again, so privileged to have had the chance to do it. And that's just very clear to me. Like Tanisha, I'm someone that believes in a very bright future for this Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of things that make this state exceptional. We also have lots of things that we need to fix and we need to get better at, places where we've fallen behind, where we should be a national leader. In Tanisha's case, she raised issues around voting access and the wide gap that we see across race, across income, and people's ability to vote and their the information that's put in front of them, the access they have to that information. In my case, we talked about issues like climate change and making the auditor's office the first in the country to incorporate carbon accounting into our audits of state agencies. We looked at things like tackling reform of the Massachusetts State Police. There's broad agreement that that agency needs more oversight and reform. So we were able to highlight things that need to be fixed. I know Tanisha pretty well at this point. I know that she is not going away on any of these issues. In fact, she's now only better prepared to be an advocate and effective at making that change, having gone through that experience. I feel the same way in terms of my ability to have an impact on the Commonwealth, having gone through the last 15 months.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Tanisha.
Well, one of the things I was going to say, I think a key takeaway for me and Chris, we've talked about this, is, you know, and it's something that I think we need to do collectively, is do a better job at helping all of us understand how our government works and what these roles do. Because the fact of the matter is, whether we're talking about the state auditor role or the Secretary of State role, these are critically important executive offices that by design are really meant to help people across the Commonwealth, in some respects, most directly, right? And so as I was out there, you know, and I know it was the case with the auditors, people were like, what does the Secretary of State do? We get to vote on that? And they were same for auditor. They were, what is that? You know, and so really helping people understand these roles that, you know, as you described at the top, Tiziana, you know, somewhat sleepy. They, not only are they not sleepy, we can't afford for them to be sleepy. And we need more people to understand the roles and how these roles can function.
So how do we do that, Chris?
We've got a lot of work to do, I think, especially in these down ballot races. I was looking at some of the polling data, and Massing Polling Group, which used to be a close partner to WBUR, one of the most respected polling agencies in the state, found that the day before the election, 45% of people in the state auditor's race still hadn't made up their mind. 71% of voters in mid-August said that they did not have enough information on this race. And I'm sure the numbers were similar for Tanisha's race. I want to credit WBUR here. Tiziana, as you know, you hosted the first debate, very informative, intense debate, but I think one that showed some real contrast between the candidates. WBUR, unfortunately, was one of the few outlets to also just cover the race and write a story about it. Simone Rios did a great piece on it. Here was the title of that piece, though, the headline, State Auditor Candidates Vie for Voters' Attention in Often Overlooked Race. So it almost reinforced the idea that this is something that people aren't paying attention to. I wish every media outlet had had the same ability and resources to invest in the state auditor's race that WBR was able to, because I think we would have had more information in front of voters and more ability for folks to say that they were making an informed choice. What we saw, based on just our website hits alone, most days in August, we'd get between, you know, 800 and 2,000 website hits. We got 6,000 on election day. And that's literally people in the voting booth pulling out their smartphone and saying, I got to figure this race out in real time and making a snap decision. And there's nothing against people doing that. That's, you know, that's their right. But it's unfortunate that that's the case.
So how does it make the two of you feel? So one of the things that I think about is you put yourselves out there, and put yourselves out there in a way most people will never make themselves vulnerable, will never raise their hands to serve in this way, will never have to be as transparent and open and, Tanisha, as you say, constantly listening, constantly present. I feel a little protective of you to find out that you put all of that out there. And Chris, you know, for example, says that not long before the race, the election day, people are like, I don't know.
Fewer than 20% of voters knew who I was on election day. Now, the same is true for my opponent, right? So it's not like there was some mismatch there, but a lot of voters were making up their mind at the last minute. And that's frustrating.
I mean, my case was a little different, right? Because my opponent had been in office for 28 years. So people knew and know who he is, right? But I do think this piece, I want to pick up on this thread that Chris is raising around the role of media. I think, with the just big picture, the conversation around our democracy is often centered on government and the people. I think rightfully so. But I also think we've got to ensure that we're pulling media into that conversation as well, as the fourth estate. Media has such an important role to play in ensuring that we have a strong democracy, an informed democracy. And so really thinking about, and in some respects, I recognize this means that the media has to show, hold a mirror up to itself during such a tumultuous time. But I do think, as we are in this ecosystem now and folks are trying to figure out how we not just protect what we have, but expand what we have, the role of media is so critically important. And to Chris's point, so few media outlets did the work of helping to educate, not even taking positions on candidates, but just educate the electorate around these offices writ large. And they have such an important role to play in the type of democracy that I know so many of us are hoping for.
We're talking with Tanisha Sullivan and Chris Dempsey here about the primary race just passed in September. So a couple of threads I want to pick up on from that. One, it makes me think, Tanisha and Chris, I said in the beginning, barn burners, right? These races became barn burners. They won't always be. And it sounds, Chris, like what you're saying in part is, regardless of how tense or tight a race might be, we need to hammer away at the importance of these statewide offices and keep them front and center for the good of the democracy.
I think that's right. And I would also emphasize local offices, too. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of our media is so focused on these national races. Mm-hmm. There's probably as much coverage about John Fetterman versus Dr. Oz as there is about the state auditor race here in Massachusetts. And we don't have any say over
Pennsylvania
for Senate,
just to
right?
Make sure yes. Sorry, listeners know.
Yes.
But probably many of your listeners know those names versus Dempsey DeSaglio or Sullivan Galvin, right? Yeah. So we have real ability to change the outcomes of those races with more engagement at the local level as well. I've been a Brookline town meeting member for a decade. The turnout for those races is still very low compared to national elections. Even though those are the elections that determine, what potholes get fixed and what the state of our public parks are going to be. Whereas, frankly, in a national presidential election, your vote for Biden versus Trump doesn't make that much of a difference in Massachusetts. So we need to remind citizens and voters that it is these local and state races that have an impact, that lead to the next generation of leaders in Massachusetts. And if we want Massachusetts to continue to be an exceptional place, we have to focus more on those races.
So, Tanisha, that makes me think of the other piece I wanted to ask about. So we did a leadership series reflecting on leadership. How do you step up? We had a conversation with former Newton Mayor Seti Warren, who ran for governor and senator. And one of the things that he lamented was the nationalization of our local politics. That it used to be that local politics was where you talked, as Chris said, about potholes, right? You talk about the voting booths in your community. Are we overly nationalizing the issues with our focus, let's say, on immigration right now? Anthony Brooks just did a story on this morning after the migrants came to Martha's Vineyard last week. Are we nationalizing our local politics to detriment
I think it's important for us to continue to have an understanding and do our part in the national ecosystem. But one of the things that I was struck by while on the trail was the deep desire of people to engage locally, but their uncertainty of how. And it was almost easier for them to, you know, participate in a postcard drive for Pennsylvania or for Georgia or North Carolina than it was for them to understand what they could do in their own backyard. And so I think we have the desire here in Massachusetts to be engaged, but it's almost like the national landscape is almost easier. It's almost easier for people to plug into than here at the local level. And that's something that I think we can easily address. But we've got to, you know, one of the other things, you know, I think is important. You got to know that you've got a little problem, a little challenge to solve and before you can actually find a solution. And so we'll work toward that.
So in a word, because we've got about 10 seconds left, do you think either of you will run again?
I'd look for other ways to serve.
And Tanisha?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to already be engaged in service, you know, NAACP and other boards that I serve on. So I look forward to continuing to do that type of work.
All right. Tanisha Sullivan, former candidate for Secretary of State, president of the Boston chapter of the NAACP, and Chris Dempsey, former Democratic candidate for state auditor, also former Assistant Secretary of Transportation for Massachusetts in the Deval Patrick administration. It takes a lot to come share lessons. I appreciate you reflecting. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.